art school, Art Students League in Manhattan, and I studied there with artists Alexander Brook and Louis Boucher at night after working. And there I was introduced to painting with oils, and worked there, as I said, for 2 years. Studied with them, watched them, and they you know, at the league, they don't show you how to do anything. You just learn by doing, and the artist teacher comes in once a week and does a critical walk around the class. After 2 years, they told me, they actually threw me out and said I shouldn't stay there anymore because I would be influenced by their particular style, which is true, because Kuniyoshi was teaching at the time, and everybody in his class was a little Kuniyoshi. So I did. I left and started painting. It's about actual painting, about 16, 17, 18, those years I studied and got out on my own and painted. At that time, there was a big movement, that is, it was the main searching, and during the Depression, back in 1930, 31, 32, and the painting style at the time was called the Ashcan School.
Oh, yes, right.
I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Oh, yes, they were.
Don't mention it much this evening.
Of course, a well-known movement at the time.
But that, you know, that influenced my work, which was painting in sort of dark colors. The paintings were dark, and they had no real brightness to them. But it took quite a few years after that that I lived in New York. I lived in Manhattan. And after many, many years later, I mean, a lot of things happen in your life, but we moved to Dutchess County. And I suddenly saw the sky. It was a revelation, because there is no sky in the city, in New York City at all. You just see it in little bits, patches. And if you look up the big walls, long, tall walls of the building. So it changed my whole style of working. I opened up almost every color in my paint box and had fun.
So, and now you're, rather than being dark like the Ashcan School, it's a very bright and clear color you use.
Yeah, I mean, well, the paintings are still, you know, they're oiled and they held up quite well, and they still look very good, and it does tell the story of what happened during those years. The political, economic situation, and in my lifetime, I've lived through a lot of it. And of course, I'm seeing familiar signs. If not altogether, actually, we're living through a very similar situation now, which I won't get into.
a similar situation to the 1930s.
Yes. Very much like it, except it's like it and very much unlike it, because we had no television. Very few people really had cars. I mean, people had them, but nothing like today. I mean, there were never two cars in a family, anything like that. There was maybe one car for an entire, a whole family, in-laws and out-laws and whatever. So you really didn't have... I'd like to mention that gas at that time was 11 cents a gallon. You can imagine what I go through every time we pass a gas station or I have to buy gas. I'm horrified.
You have to take out a bank loan to buy gasoline these days.
It's not funny. It really is very difficult for people. I also see lots of cars parked in nearby parking areas that filled up with cars because people are... Up here, anyhow, in Dutchess County, they they are cohabiting with one person who gets a chance to drive every day. There's another one, five people in a car. So they are not using the cars the way they used to, which is just as well. Going into Manhattan, it's almost a big problem driving there. Traffic is so bad. Anyhow, now, we're off the subject.
We're off the subject of painting. Do you paint every day?
Yes, every day. I don't paint all day. I'm maybe 3 or 4 hours. I can't work much longer. And it also depends upon if I get up early enough and I have daylight, which of course I have. I have a very north-oriented studio, so the light's very good. But on a day like this, for instance, it's dark, and I like to have bright light in order to see my bright colors. So, yes, I do. I paint every day that I don't have to go out and do some shopping for food, which happens to me fairly often.
Mrs. Picker, the show that's going to be here in Hudson this weekend, is it a retrospective of all your work, or is it?
Well, no, it's the actual, my web, which my son had built for me, has over 300 paintings, or 350. I really never found out. The show is, I think, has over, a little over 40 paintings, and they've been selected by experts, to women we met who own a studio in Stamford, and not a studio, I'm sorry, an exhibition space in a gallery in Stamford, Connecticut, and helped us choose which ones to hang. Now, I haven't joined that, but it was very professionally hung, I understand. And this is the first time I'm exhibiting, as a matter of fact. I never bothered to do it, partly because I was too busy in my life, and partly because I just didn't have the time. That's also part of the first part. And I just painted because I just love to paint. And the other reason was that my husband would never let anybody have any of the paintings. He possessed them for himself, and he said, that's it. Oh, nobody else can have them except in the family. I might give a birthday present. So that when I visit my children, there are three of them. They each have a house, and the house is loaded with my paintings, and so I visit them. I can visit them again.
Are the paintings in this show for sale?
Yes, they're for sale. I've come to a point where I have no more place to put them. And so they might as well do something for themselves. And there are some that are not for sale, and they involve several of the Ashcan schools and some of the recent ones. And I seem to as I get older, I seem to look at life in a brighter way. Difficult because of the economic situation, which I'm terribly interested in. My husband worked for the New York Times, and so I was very aware of what's going on in the world, and that has an influence on my work.
Do you paint from life or from your imagination? How do you work?
I paint actually from impressions of life. Something's going on. I did a small series of Holocaust paintings, and they were done based on scenes I'd seen in books and such. I was in Germany shortly before Hitler came to power, and I'm very versed in that history, and it sort of stayed with me. So I did several paintings that are not for sale. I don't know. My son's handling the entire management of my work because he's more experienced than I am. He's a composer, and he's he's written several operas, so he knows how to handle a business operation oven.
Actually, we're going to play some of his music a little later. You will be in Hudson this weekend for the opening, is that right, for the reception?
Yeah, well, I'm supposed to be there. I've got orders between 5 and 7 on the opening night, day. And I will be there then. I don't know. I mean, the amount of people that said they were coming, it sounds like a rush job, and everybody has to be there, and I have to be there. So I'm just hoping it doesn't get to be... chaos.
Well, it might be raining, but it's a big arts walk weekend, so there should be lots of people in town.
Well, I guess so. I never attended any art festivals ever, but probably because I just didn't know about them, and that's kind of stupid, but I should have known about them. But, you know, you're busy with your own life, and I resented every minute that I couldn't be at my easel. So that probably explains why I never attended one. So this is going to be a big surprise for me, and very interesting, and I hope a happy experience. And
well,
I'm very happy to hear is Hudson considered a town?
It's actually a small city.
I was just wondering about that.
It's a very old city.
Oh, it should be. I understand it's charming, and it's very easy to see it.
Well,
about an hour and 15 minutes, we calculated, from my house in LaGrangeville. So it's not too long a trip.
Well, we'll be happy to welcome you to Hudson.
We look forward to seeing.
Look forward to meeting you, too.
Look forward to seeing you Saturday. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.